This is Steve Sherlock with another Franklin Matters radio show, number 245 in the series. This session of the radio show shares my conversation with Josh Venata, president of the United Regional Chamber of Commerce Young Professionals Organization, or YPO. We had our conversation via conference bridge, as we've done recently, to adhere to the social media distance requirements of this pandemic period. Josh and I talk about the revamping of the YPO, focused around the three C's, community, connection, and continuing ed. The website is being redone along with that of the United Chambers page. In the meantime, updates on YPO can be found on their Facebook page. The recording runs around 14 minutes, so let's listen to my conversation with Josh Venata and hear about YPO. This is Steve Sherlock for Franklin Matters and Franklin Public Radio, WFPR-FM. Today I'm joined by Josh Venata of the United Regional YPO. He's currently president. Josh, thanks for joining me today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on, Stephen.
You're welcome. So as you're aware, and some of our readers are aware, I met with Jack Lank last week to talk about the Chamber's work, and he talked about the YPO. And I had been familiar with the YPO before, but you've been reinitiating that, reinvigorating its operations?
Yeah, so we took a little bit of a break, and a core group of us have gotten together and brought back the YPO. And we started the project in last August. And so we're coming up to just about a year of being back in operation.
While we're at it, why don't you tell me a little bit more about yourself and your work? Some others in the chamber may know of you, but for those who don't, we can, you know, put a name and a face virtually, so to speak.
Yeah, fantastic. So I live in Attleboro. I work at Hurd Auto Mall in Johnston, Rhode Island. I'm general manager of the dealership. We have Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC as our brands, along with obviously used car inventory and a full service and parts operation. I've spent my entire professional career working in some way, shape, or form with cars. So I started out in auto retail freshly out of graduate school, and then went to run Thompson Speedway in Connecticut for 5 years, and then came back here in August of 2018. So I've been back here for almost 2 years.
Thompson Speedway, that sounds like an interesting place to spend some time with.
It was, yeah. It was a great job. It was unbelievable. So we did a $5.5 million renovation project at the time. And I was not so much involved in construction, but retooled all the operations to support the investment and everything, which was a blast. And we ended up hosting some international events and just a really, really, really cool thing. And I've always had a lifelong passion for motorsports. So it was the type of opportunity where if you looked back at the end of your life and didn't do it, there would just be so much regret. I did that. And now I'm glad to be back here. We're rebuilding our team. And that's what I'm really passionate about is coming in and working with businesses that are underperforming. And then putting the infrastructure and the right people in place to be able to help the businesses to grow.
And I think that's a good segue into the YPO piece, because clearly while, you know, I've recently retired, so as a sample of one, networking and those relationships is something that while business is also done on a personal level, and getting the younger professionals involved and providing some of those support, I think, is always a good thing to do. So that sounds like what you're reinvigorating with the YPO group.
It is, yeah. I think one of the things that I like that's seeing going on right now is networking is taking on a little bit of a different approach, if I can use that word. I'm not even sure if that's the right word, but it's different than it was, in the sense that it's not nearly as transactional as I think at one point it was. And people would look and say, hey, if I'm going to go to this event, I hope I get a sale out of it. Whereas now, what we're seeing a lot is people who are planting seeds. Those seeds get watered over time. And then potentially there is some sort of transaction that takes place. But what we're seeing more often than not is people introducing two people and having really nothing to do with the transaction. It's really interesting to see. And I think the YPO has got a heavy focus on that, particularly when you consider it, with myself being one, a millennial, and we're just really, really interested in high quality relationships. I think it's a cool way for us to capitalize on that part of who we are intrinsically, and then do something good with it for business and for the community.
Absolutely. Yeah. Cause I do recall there have been times where you'd go to a network event and it was kind of like, you know, card city, who can exchange and end up with the most cards at the end. But I never was one for that kind of metric. I always wanted to at least find the one or two or three people that over time you would have, you know, to your point, the relationship with. And I think that certainly brought more value than, you know, collecting a whole bunch of cards with, you know, realistically, how much were really you going to use them?
Yeah, I think that's so true. And we talk in our board meetings about depth and not width. So we're interested in how many people are actually doing business together versus how many people are actually coming to our events. That's not to say that we're not interested in having a good attendance and running events really well, but it is mm-hmm. to say we're much more concerned about the quality of the relationship, because that's what will make the community meaningful and sustainable long term.
Absolutely. And I know from Jack's conversation, you had some recent events that were rather successful, clearly in this pandemic period. Are you considering expanding into some virtual events too?
Yeah, we've had some great events. What we've been doing is actually all the events are now thematic, which is something we learned in the past probably quarter or so that's been really neat. So for instance, we did an event at Hilliard's in Mansfield that was revolved kind of around the Valentine's Day piece. And then we were planning to do an event for St. Patrick's Day, obviously. That got derailed. But we do mm-hmm. have plans as we kind of, if we can call it normalizing, I guess, right?
Yeah, new normal.
New normal, yeah, to do some virtual events and get folks connected. The Chamber actually recently just did a virtual, what they call a Live After Five.
Yes.
We are their evening networking event. So we usually do one event like that a month. And then we're actually, I was just talking with Jack this morning, we're going to be working, because on the YPO, we're really interested in three things. So one of them is certainly for people to be able to get connected. That is important. And we understand that's why people come to events like this and they're spending the money. Yeah. But we're also really heavily invested in the local community. It's kind of another hallmark of millennials and generations following that they want to be part of a community and do good. So we're going to be working as a YPO to come up with some items that we can send as thank you baskets to folks at Sturdy Hospital and other local healthcare. And do that piece. And then the last piece that we're really focused on, which the Chamber and the YPO work concurrently on, is just continuing education, but quality continuing education, not just having a seminar for the sake of doing a seminar or feeling an obligation to it, but really finding out from folks what are the needs they have in their business, where are the areas where they feel like they lack skills, but due to limitations and resources, or I mean, in our current situation, mm-hmm. like furloughs, whatever, what do we need to? What intellectual property can we give you? What skill sets can we help you to develop to be able to navigate the time?
One of the things that I've had associated with a couple of the companies that I've worked for have been mentor programs. Is that something in your radar? Because to a certain extent, at least on an informal basis, that's something I think that comes out of some of those networking ones anyway.
Yeah. So I would say we haven't talked too much about formalizing anything. I know that that was a part and parcel of the previous setup. That was something we decided not to do here. As opposed to doing that, what we did was we actually have locked the Chamber and YPO boards with two seats. So the Jack has a seat on both boards. I have a seat on both. And our vice president for the YPO, Zach Patton, has a seat on both. So there's kind of that interconnectedness, if you will. And
sure.
What we're seeing a lot is folks who are part of the Chamber are actually attending YPO events. Which is really neat and fun.
Yeah.
We're getting that very natural overlap for people who want to be a part of both communities, for people who want to mentor those of us who are earlier on in our careers.
Yep.
It's kind of been a pleasant byproduct that we didn't have to force.
Good. Yeah. Because that clearly, this is an area. And again, depending upon the business that I was in or the company that I was in at the time, sometimes it worked better than others. The matching process is always, it's a little bit of serendipity and it's a little bit of, what you bring to the table. But if you can at least foster that, in that event setting around a theme, whatever the theme is, and then have people just naturally select themselves, then that works too. And that the goodness will come out of that. So if somebody wants to find out more and potentially join, obviously I believe the chamber page, and we can put the link in the show notes. I think you mentioned or Jack mentioned that the YPO page is in their redesign or revamping at this point, so.
That's right. So that we're actually overhauling the whole United Regional Chamber website. And as part and parcel of that, the YPO is going to be under with its own page on that website.
Okay.
So you can visit us at the chamber website and then just look for the YPO tab and get more information about who we are, what we do. Right now, you won't see any events there just because I think we're on pause with the rest of the world,
Yeah.
but we'll be putting something together for a virtual event, likely to happen, I would say, either late this month or early May.
Early May, yeah.
And then we'll resume our normal schedule when it's prudent to do so.
Yeah, understood. And I think we're all in that kind of wait and see, and the crystal ball, if it's somewhat not clear for sure, it's very, very cloudy. And so in some aspects of what question you ask it, the crystal ball just may not have an answer for it anyway. But yeah, the other piece, I think back to the connections and the websites, I think I recall seeing you have a Facebook page that you can leave, people can at least utilize that in the meantime.
Yeah, exactly. So Facebook's always the place to get the most accurate information. We're looking for the website to house general information, but for the most up-to-date happenings, we've just found, I think, with the rest of the world and most businesses these days, that social media is the place to be.
Sure.
So we are on Facebook. We are on Instagram. You can find us in both places there.
Okay.
Fairly active. So you can find more information about who we are, see what we've done. There's good content up on both spots.
Good. So I'll include those links in the show notes for those listening, or rather than scrambling for a piece of paper and pen or whatever to jot it down, you'll be able to come back to the show notes and get the links. Anything else you want to add at the moment, Josh?
No, other than the fact that we're a community that is looking to expand, and so for folks who are like, this sounds kind of neat, I want to learn more about it, our information is on the website. Reach out to us, even if you just have questions, you're curious about who we are. We are committed to those three C's, as I mentioned, just being involved in our community, creating connections with one another, and then the continuing education piece. Yeah, we'd love to meet new folks and engage with folks. And if you have places that you think might be good for us to meet or things like that, please do let us know. We try to, the United Regional Chamber, for those folks who listen, will know. I mean, we cover a huge geography.
Yeah, it's what, 13, 14 communities or something like that?
Yeah, so we're trying to be in as many of those communities as we possibly can with the YPO. It's important to us that we're in the northernmost parts, in the southernmost parts, east and west, et cetera. So, we want to be in everyone's community at least once a year. And the only way we can do that is for folks making good recommendations on a good place that might be to get together.
Well, good. Good luck for the continued development on that and keep me posted so we can certainly share out the events. I'm on much of the chamber communication, so I'm sure I'll get a bunch of that. But as if on your schedule as well, you want to come back to talk more about other YPO pieces as you've got, say, the new website and or events coming, I'm open to that as well.
Great. Well, we really appreciate you having us on. It's always fun to talk about what's going on in our community.
Well, thanks. And stay safe and stay social, but at a distance, of course, under these concerns, circumstances.
Exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself.
This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but I can't do it alone. I can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like this, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy.